I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're asking, where are they now? And it's a former Knoxville softball standout, Jaden Striegel, who is at Northwest Missouri State. Jaden, always good to catch up with you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, how'd the spring go for you? I believe your sophomore year just completed not too long ago.
Yeah, it was actually really well. I feel like my first season stats were pretty good, and then they got even better this year, so hopefully it keeps going up from there.
Are you kind of getting more innings this year, or, you know, was it about the same?
About the same. We had more pitchers come in this year than we had the previous year, but I still threw quite a few innings, but not as many as the first year.
More innings, which means probably more competition for starting spots?
Yeah. But
and what's that like, knowing that, hey, I'm going to have to work maybe a little harder to, you know, be in those conference games on, you know, Saturday or maybe get into that rotation?
The beginning of the season, I was really honestly stressed out. But as the season went on, I realized how much faith my coach actually had in me. And just I knew that I was reliable and she knew that I was reliable. So it got me the innings that I wanted.
I noticed in the conference tournament, you know, the Bearcats, I think, won the first game of the conference tournament, or did
we
they
lost.
Not? You lost
but
it.
It was extra innings.
Extra innings.
I threw all 8 innings, and the last, we had an unearned run in the last inning, and that is ultimately what lost us the game, because it was 0-0 the whole way.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
So I mean, and what does that do for your confidence? Even though it was a loss to know, okay, I can keep this team off the board and, you know, a team that, you know, you've probably seen a few times during the season.
It was honestly the whole game. That was probably the best game that I pitched all season. My team was confident with me. My coach was clearly confident with me. And so it just put a really big boost on my confidence to get the team through the rest of the game.
What are you doing here for the summer? I know you're working just next door here at Stepping Stones.
Yep.
So you know passing that time, and obviously you know when you can, working on the pitching.
Yeah, it's been really difficult trying to find a catcher. The high school girls, obviously, they're really busy. A lot of them have jobs. I don't talk to a lot of, like, the baseball boys. My brother's in a different place, so it's been kind of difficult finding someone to catch me. But I got 2 adults now that said that they would catch me, but they're not usual catchers, but they said they would. So I've been trying to just find someone who was willing to do it.
How fast, can you throw? Have they clocked your velocity recently?
I think the last time I was clocked was in the fall, and I think it was 63 or 64.
Okay. So
yeah.
Is that considered a hard thrower, or what's the range there?
For college, I'd say it's about average or a little bit above average. I think it's more average, though.
Talking to former Knoxville softball standout Jaden Striegel. She's just completed her sophomore season at Northwest Missouri State. Let's talk about away from softball. What's the course of study there at Maryville?
I'm elementary ed. I love kids, so I'm going into that, and I'm really enjoying it so far. A lot of my classes are really fun, and I feel like they're very beneficial.
Which explains why you work at Stepping Stones. Get that experience with that age group.
Oh, yeah, and they always say, like, working with kids, like, oh, you're going to, like, not want to do that once you work with them. I still, like, every day I go in there, it just makes me even happier to be doing what I'm doing.
It takes a special person to be a teacher, is there a certain grade level that you want to teach, or just whatever?
As of now, I'm thinking second or third grade.
My mom is a third grade teacher. She says that's a perfect age.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking too.
Well, what are you looking forward to most as you embark on your junior season? You got kind of a fall season, and then work out in the winter, and then into the spring.
I'm excited for just kind of everything. Meeting every year that I've been there so far, I've met, like, awesome people. The newcomers last year were awesome. The previous, like, players that they had on the team when I came in my freshman year, I loved all of them. So I'm kind of just excited to meet the new players and see how they are and make new friends.
And you're getting to that, area where they're probably looking at you to start you being kind of a leader of the team. I know they're seniors, but, juniors sometimes can take a leadership role too.
Yeah, a lot of our juniors last year also were kind of like looked up to a lot, and I think as a pitcher, I already kind of had the expectation that like people are gonna look up to me, they're gonna like see how I'm doing and see my emotions and kind of look at that to, I don't know, just watch after.
Just be that person for them and, you know, kind of take them under your wing.
Yeah.
What was the most surprising thing when you started playing Division II softball that you just said, wow, I didn't expect this, or I didn't expect to see this or do this?
Honestly, for me, it was kind of just how similar it actually was. Like, the games and everything were just similar. The vibes were similar, and everything was just so much. It was just softball again. It was just, I had fun playing like I always have, and it wasn't as stressful as I thought it was going to be.
And you're not the big fish on the pond in a pond. You're a part of that one big team.
Yeah, and that's what I love is since I've been there the whole 2 years that I've been there, there has not been a single fight on the team with the girls. Everyone's kind of helped each other out, and a lot of like the other pitchers on the team, you can tell that not a single one of them want you to fail. They all want you to do the best that you can, and if they're not pitching, they're excited for you and they want you to do good on the mound.
After the season, I'm sure Coach sat down with everybody and kind of said, okay, here's what the goals are for next year. What are the goals for the Bearcats next year? I've seen you kind of move up a little bit each year in the rankings in the conference.
Yeah, like this year our goal was just to make it to conference, and now that we know that we made it to conference, like, and we weren't just like the last seed, we were like fifth, which was pretty good, and kind of just seeing that, our goal is just to make it a little bit better next year.
Who's usually the team that's on top most years?
To be honest, I'm not really sure of all the teams in our conference, but I know when we play like Oklahoma teams, not the big Oklahoma teams, but like UCO and stuff, they're normally pretty good. People like that.
Well, you know, if you're from Oklahoma and you play softball, you're usually pretty good. Speaking of, you catch any of the College World Series recently?
I didn't really watch much of it, but I've seen some posts. I've always been a very big Oklahoma fan, and I am glad that they won. But it would be kind of nice to see a little more competition between it.
Well, hey, four straight, can't beat that.
Yeah,
Jaden, always great to see you. And I know you represent Knoxville with class and dignity out Maryville. And, you know, even though they're green and white, you know, it's a good green and white.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Jaden, thanks a lot for joining us, and best of luck next spring.
Okay, thank you, Derek.
That's Jaden Striegel, not former Knoxville softball standout, on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KDIA, Carol S.